Hi, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Talking Sense right here on Yachting International Radio. My name is Rhea. I am your host, and I'm very pleased to welcome back Alistair Milroy. How are you?
I'm good, Rhea. How are you?
Good, good. Tis that time of year again. We are heading into the fall, and the European season is quickly closing down, and it's time for refit.
Yeah, there's a lot of boats we're getting either ready to refit and then head to the Caribbean, or potentially bigger refits and staying in Europe for the winter.
When we talk refits, let's talk about tax in regards to these refits. Now, I've seen some headlines lately about VAT exempt refits. Explain that to me. Why are some exempt and why are others not?
Okay, yeah, for yachts which aren't that in free circulation, so they might be in temporary emission or to attract yachts to come and refit in Europe, there's relief to allow them to come in and be effectively imported in for the refit, and VAT isn't paid on it. It's called inward payment, inward processing relief, and it's a mechanism that you have to go through, or the shipyard has to go through, which allows them to do the work without you charging VAT. But at the end of the process, you have to export the yacht and do that the correct way. Obviously, because you're not a EU, you're not a boat in free circulation. So at the end of the refit period, you're expected to leave.
What should you do prior to going in for your refit to make sure that you don't lose your VAT exempt status?
Well, it's really important to understand what your VAT status is, or what the yacht's VAT status is, before you start the process. I have seen, and I guess the first thing is to speak to your owning company or your VAT specialists and check that before, because there are yachts which can have foreign non-EU flags but actually be in free circulation and have VAT paid. And what you don't want to do is then put those type of yachts through an inward processing relief practice, and actually if you do, you would invalidate the VAT paid or the yacht being in free circulation. So it's really important that you understand whether you're VAT paid or not in the EU first, and that you check your VAT status before commencing your refit and starting that.
And this once again is a prime example why you should have an accountant with you throughout this process, because you know, big mistakes can be made, and big, we're not talking little money here. I mean, when you're talking about a refit, the difference of VAT and no VAT, it's not just a few thousand euros, it's hundreds of thousands.
Absolutely. And if you're talking about the VAT status of the whole yacht itself, if you have a yacht which is already treated as being in free circulation, which or VAT paid, as people use as a term. So it's in the European Union and it's recognised as having VAT paid on it. If that is mistakenly taken in through an IPR, you actually negate that. You could end up paying VAT on the total hull value. So I think it's part of your due diligence before going in to do any refit is to, you know, look at what your VAT status is, make sure that the shipyard understands particularly, you know, whether you are VAT paid or not, and doesn't put you through the wrong process on the basis of seeing your flag. And I think just it's worth also looking at, you know, your whole project management piece and your contract for any refit work, and making sure that's scoped. You're spending £15,000 or £20,000 on getting someone to review your contract before you go in for a refit is going to save you a lot more than if you have a dispute with the shipyard at the end. And I think the other area that a lot of people make a mistake is there is, you know, the shipyard will have a project manager, but he's not working for the owner, he's working for the shipyard. You know, certainly for bigger refits, you should have someone on your side as an owner or a family office helping you with that project management piece throughout that, and taking your corner rather than, you know, relying on the shipyard's project manager who's actually working in their interest, not yours.
So in a situation where you go in and you think you're VAT exempt and you come out of the yard and you realize that you're not, who should be fired?
I guess it's who went in. I mean, I've seen those examples where it wasn't put back to the owning company. So the captain was dealing directly with the shipyard and probably thinking with good intentions, he was doing all the right things for the owner and he was saving them the VAT because the shipyard had said, if we do this way, I don't need to charge you VAT, but hadn't just taken that step of going, actually, let's check with the corporate side and of the ownership structure and make sure it's done properly and we understand where it is.
And this is something you're capable of doing?
Yeah, definitely.
Alistair, I want to say thank you very much once again for your insight, because as I said before, it is the season for refits.
It is, yeah. And yeah, spending a little bit of money and being a bit prepared and planning up front can save you a whole lot of heartache at the end of the refit.
Yeah, I can imagine. Oh, that would just be a kick, wouldn't it, after you paid? You know, because when you do a refit, I mean, the amount of money that goes into a refit is astronomical. And then after that, you know, to be told that you've got to pay X amount more.
A big VAT bill.
Yeah, too much. Alistair, thank you very much.
No problem, Ria. It's great to be on again.
Yeah, this has been Alistair Milroy from Breaking the Mold Accounting. If you need any sort of tax, VAT, cloud, anything to do with accounting within the yachting industry, please do get a hold of him. All his details are below this interview. You've been watching another edition of Talking Sense right here on Yachting International Radio. My name is Ria. I have been your host. We'll see you again next time.